South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. As a courtesy to the witnesses, the audience, and the committee, I ask everyone to turn off their cell phones or put it on vibrate. Thank you. The secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Frisley?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Howie?
Here.
Klocek?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Valley?
Here. We have a full board here on the committee, and we have a quorum. The minutes have been printed and sent to everyone. I would entertain a motion on the minutes. Senator Klocek has moved, and it has been seconded by Senator Schmidt to approve the minutes as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes will be approved as written. On behalf of the chair, I would like to welcome everyone in the audience and all those people that are listening in on the internet. We have pages here today, and I always do this. I would ask that the pages step up to the mic and just lean over and tell who you are and where you're from.
My name is Brielle Batzold, and I'm from Veblen.
I'm Sarah Tibet from Beersford.
Thank you. If you do have information that needs to be handed out, please give it to the pages, and they will distribute it. I'm also going to remind folks that if you are testifying today, to sign in at the little podium there at the door. And if you can testify for yourself, and you do not need to register with the Secretary of the State, but if you are going to speak for an organization, you do need to have a badge. This morning, we're going to take the first bill on the list, and public testimony is now open on Senate Bill 119. Senator Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ryan Maher, State Senator for District 28. Senate Bill 119, the page is passing around some information that came out last year in May in one of the local papers up home. And in the first paragraph, it just says the problem, the crux of this bill is that the problem is that the counties no longer have legal authority to trade roads with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, the BA, which is something that Dewey and Zeebot counties have been doing for 30 years. And so what we're just trying to do is correct some state statute that these counties up in my district, Dewey and Zeebot County, have been doing for the past couple of years, or past 30 years. And right now it says that the counties and state have no legal authority to trade roads with the tribes or the BIA. And then also the article talks about the Attorney General's opinion, which states that state law permits subdivisions of state government to exchange roads with each other, but there's no law permitting trades with the federal government or tribes. And then one third point is the Office of Local Transportation from the South Dakota Department of Transportation said counties and cities are free to enter into maintenance contracts with whomever they choose, but they cannot exchange ownership. And so we're just trying to correct some statute out there that they've been doing anyway for the last 30 years, like I say. So we also, when this was originally drafted, we just had it for counties, but then we've also since then added the Department of Transportation. So with that, I think Secretary Berquist is here, and he'll probably make some comments too. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 119?
Mr. Chairman, members of committee, Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association, and Senator Maher has explained the bill. It's an issue that needs to be corrected, and we appreciate him taking the foresight to go ahead and bring it forward, and we're asking you for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Further proponents of Senate Bill 119. Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I didn't come here prepared to testify this morning, but just to, in the way of clarification, the information that you've been provided in terms of the law not allowing states or counties to transfer highway rights away to federal agencies such as the BIA or the tribal governments is correct. This was a bill brought by and sponsored by Senator Maher and brought on behalf of the counties. They did ask the department whether we wanted to be added to and part of this legislation, which we have requested that we do so that the state would have the same option in the right situation and assuming all the issues could be worked out as the counties do. It's an issue probably that counties run into more frequently than the department does, but the department has run into this issue on a couple of different occasions over the year, and this would provide us some additional flexibility to do what's best for the transportation system in South Dakota. So we did request that we be added to the bill as well and have that opportunity. So thank you, and I'd be glad to answer any questions about this as well.
Are there any questions of the committee? Mr. Secretary, just a real quick one, make sure I understand. Would the state be giving up title to certain roads? And then would that, I don't know if I understand here, we're talking about tribal land and are those roads, who owns those right-of-ways? Are we going to get in a problem there?
Mr. Chairman, this is actually intended to try to clear up some of those problems. We run into a number of situations. I'll use an example that's a county situation first. It's a road that the county does not have the funds to maintain or upgrade. It's a road that the tribe uses a lot and would like to see upgraded, and in fact has a significant amount of money that they would like to put into the road in terms of upgrading it. Understandably, they aren't really willing to put that kind of money into a road that they don't own. The county was willing to transfer that road in order that it could be upgraded. The BIA was willing to take ownership of it. The tribe was willing to take ownership of it, but current law did not allow that transfer to take place. We have run into similar situations ourselves with segments that probably don't belong in the state highway system, where the BIA or the tribe would have been interested in taking those and upgrading those, and current law prevents us from doing that. I will point out one thing, and I believe this only applies to the department and not to the counties, but in order for the department to ever do that, that would ultimately be subject to approval by the legislature, because we are allowed to enter into agreements to remove sections of state highway from our system. Those agreements are ultimately have to be approved, and as you've already seen this year, we have one of those bills to do that. So even if the department were to, at some point in the future, consider that, we would still need to bring that to you, and you would have to concur in that. So that was a very long-winded answer to your question. I'm sorry.
I think that was a good explanation. Would this only be on tribal land, or could this be on other lands?
It could be on other land, potentially. As a matter of fact, many of the situations that we run into are roads that are maybe just outside of tribal land, but there are roads that a high percentage of the people that are using the road are actually tribal members going from the tribe to a local community off the tribe. Which is why they are often very interested in investing some money and seeing that the condition of that road be improved.
Thank you. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would this apply to townships, too? I guess I didn't read this clear enough. I thought it would apply to townships, but the counties have to apply for that, and then you have to make a recommendation to transfer?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that the counties are part of the bill. The counties, I'm trying to think out loud here. I believe that the Transportation Commission ultimately has some authority or responsibility in terms of what is on or not on the county highway system, but for the most part, if the county was looking to enter into this type of a deal with one of their roads, that would be between them and the tribe.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, how about townships? I know we're up in the same situation. We are not a closed reservation. We're an open reservation, but townships have been swapping roads for forever up there. Are they been doing it illegally?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not aware of any statutory authority that would allow any state government entity to trade ownership of a road with a federal agency or a tribal agency. Now, I am aware of many situations that occur where, while ownership doesn't change hands, maintenance responsibility does. A county may have a segment of road and it may be somewhat isolated and they can't get to a snowplow wise or blading wise or whatever. They may agree with a tribe or a federal agency to take over maintenance. But
if I might, one last.
Senator Hanson.
This is not maintenance. This is trading the highway, the township road.
I'm not familiar with that.
So this bill would not fix that?
No.
Okay.
Townships are not part of the current draft of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
Further questions of the Secretary? Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Further proponents of Senate Bill 119. Further proponents of Senate Bill 119.
Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard. I'm with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships, and we think we have the authority to do this, but if the committee would, we would like to add the Township Board of Supervisors in this to clarify for certain that we do have that authority. I mean, we've been doing it in the past, and maybe maybe we were operating like the counties and others. So we would certainly like to ask that you add townships.
Do you have any other comments on Senate Bill 119?
No, I think it's a great bill.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Further proponents of Senate Bill 119. Further proponents of Senate Bill 119. We'll close to opponents. Are there any questions of the proponents? If they're not, I'll move to opponents. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 119? Any opponents of Senate Bill 119? If there are no opponents, I don't believe you need a rebuttal, Senator Maher. And at this point, I will ask the committee one more time if anyone has any questions of the people that testified today. And if not, we'll close the public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action. Senator Hanson.
Could I ask that you defer this so we could make an amendment to include townships? Prefer we take it down the floor and then add on townships? It'd be up to you.
I think it's cleaner if it comes out of committee fixed than trying to explain that on the floor. I would rather, that's kind of our job, I consider it, especially if we're all agreeable to the amendment, which I don't know how the committee would lean, but I sure would like to try and do it here first before we try and let the floor try and decide. So do you feel an amendment could be crafted here this morning if, while we're doing the other bill, or would you like to defer it to another day?
Can you get it done now?
Just insert the word.
Why don't we do this? If you want to, we'll move further consideration of this to the bottom of the calendar, if that's all right, and we'll work with staff to come up with an amendment. If we can come up with one today, we will take care of it today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. What we will do now is we'll defer further consideration on Senate Bill 119, and we'll move that to the bottom of the calendar, which isn't a very long calendar. We only have one other bill. So at this point, I'd like to open up public testimony on Senate Bill 151. Are there any proponents of Senate Bill 151? Is Senator Adelstein Would one of the pages go down and see if Senator Adelstein is on the floor, or if you see him? Senator Klocek. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have kind of a legend up in our area. The mayor of Marion is here, I believe, and antique tractor collector and participant, and Ron Globke's here from Marion and does a great job as mayor. And I should remember the lady next to him is Carrie Moore, the finance officer of Marion as well, if they could please be recognized by the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Senator.
They are international tractors, too. So.
Thank you. Can I have one of the pages complete?
The sender is in help. Find the room. Go see if we can find it.
Oh, I do. Should I just go grab him or
just go tell him? We need to roll here. So we can recess for a little bit.
If it's all right for the committee, I think we'll stand down for about 5 minutes and see if we can find Senator Adelstein.
And we sent a page there to...
We're going to come out of our short little recess there we took, and I believe staff has an amendment crafted that I think would fix the problem that Senator Hansen had. Would you please read that amendment?
We'll have to do two different things. One, amend the body as well as amend the title, but let's amend the body first. On line 6, delete R.A., near the end of that sentence and insert a comma. On line 7, after county commissioners, insert comma or township board of supervisors. That was on line 7, after commissioners, insert our township board of supervisors. On line 10, delete our county and insert in there, comma, county, comma, our township. Insert, comma, county, comma, our township. And I believe that's all the changes you need to make.
And the title? You want to do that one? We will go back to putting Senate Bill 119 back up for consideration, and I would be open to any motion on Senate Bill 119.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the amendment.
It's been moved by Senator Hansen and seconded by Senator Klocek to move the amendment as explained by staff. All those in favor of the amendment? Is there any further discussion? Senator Hansen.
No, thank you. No.
If there is no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment say aye. Any opposed? The amendment is approved as read by staff. Now we're back to Senate Bill 119 as amended. Further discussion.
Would you like a title amendment at this time?
We'll wait till if we approve it.
Oh, okay. All right.
The chair is open for discussion on Senate Bill 119 or action? Senator Holloway.
Mr. Chair, I move approve.
Been moved by DuPass by Senator Holloway. Is there a second? Second by Senator Maher for a DuPass recommendation on Senate Bill 119. All those that approve will say aye. Those that disapprove will say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Frisley?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. Senate Bill 119 has received the affirmative vote of the committee and will move to the Senate floor. You can. I think what we'll need to do first is we will we'll amend the title. I'm going to ask staff what we need to do to amend the title.
In the title on line one, delete and counties and insert comma, counties, comma, and townships.
Could you read that again?
Well, essentially you got to insert a comma where that and is at, and it's just as easy to write one instruction and delete and counties and insert comma, counties, comma, and townships.
Chair is open to amend a motion to amend the title. Senator Maher has made the motion to amend the title. Is there a second? Senator Schmidt has been moved and seconded to amend the title as given by staff. Those in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. The title will be so amended. Senate Bill 119 will go to the Senate floor with a DuPass recommendation. Senator Frisley. Yes. It's been moved consent by Senator Frisley. Is there a second? All those in favor of moving this bill to the consent calendar, say aye. Opposed, nay. The bill will go on the consent calendar. That takes care of Senate Bill 119. We now will move to Senate Bill 151. And we will move to proponents of Senate Bill 151. Are there any proponents of Senate Bill 151? I know the senator feels passionate about this bill, and it appears that he is not here to testify on it. Entertain a motion to defer consideration to a further day. It's not a large bill, but I would entertain to calendar it to another day. Is there anyone that objects to moving this to calendaring it to another day? At this point, we will move to defer Senate Bill 151 to a further day, we will take a look at the calendar and defer it to a day in the future. That takes care of our business this morning. The chair would entertain a motion on further action. Senator Schmidt? Adjourn. It's been moved by Senator Schmidt that we adjourn, seconded by Senator Howey. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.